Morning, Rabbi Stein. Which one began? So Dat Yomi has been a major success in Klal Yisrael. It has generated so much Limud HaTorah and so many, actually Svarim, and so many people are involved in it, and so many people are writing Torahs of the Dat Yomi. What is the main, what I would say, plus? What is it that's so captivating about Dat Yomi? Well, first of all, it's a discipline. It's the discipline, Rabbi said. It's a Mordutika discipline. And, of course, there's the feeling of belonging to a Chabura, such a big Chabura, which is what Rav Meir Shapiro spoke about in the first place. But there is a downside to Dat Yomi that some people deal with better and some people don't deal with at all. But they still benefit the fact that they're spending an hour going through, every day going through Shas, certainly becoming acquainted with many in Yonim. Many years ago, maybe not so many, I would say about 8 years ago, Rabbi Gazi, Zayin Gesund, invited me to come to a conference of Magide Shir for Daf Yomi. And they had the Rosh Hashiva from Eretz Yisrael, or of the Zvili Yeshiva. He is the pro Daf Yomi sayer in the world, in Yiddish. Actually, in the years that I was saying Daf Yomi on the tapes, I was really tempted to do it in Yiddish. I tried to get the job. It was impossible. In English, they would give me as many black as I wanted. In Yiddish, the Zvila Rosh Hashiva can't be topped. You can't touch it. You know, there's no way they wouldn't even consider it Rebbeli Teitelbaum, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. You wouldn't hear about it. So there was no way I could do it in Yiddish. So I figured anyway, if I'm learning the blot already, I'll say it once in English and once in Yiddish. I'll make twice as much. That's what I figured. But they wouldn't do it. So they brought the Zvila Rosh Hashiva in. What's his name again?
Mechel Zilber,
right. They brought him in to this conference, and he spoke to all the Magide Shirim. And I remember what he said. He said that when you say Daf Yomi, no one is going to remember the Shakla Vitaria, the Gemara. Forget it. But you have to make sure that they get the neshama of the sugya. That was his lashon. I'll never forget when he said it. So, in other words, you can't possibly remember at that pace the Shakavatari. It's impossible. But at least when you're learning the Shakavatari, the Gemara, you have to be able to crystallize and clarify the neshama. What is the halacha which is... What are the basic halachas which the sugya are dealing with, and clarify them so that your talmid, the people that are listening, should be able to get it. Now, in order to do that, Rabbi Isai, you have to be talmid chacham like Rabbi Zilber, or you have to spend the time learning the sugya to do that. Unfortunately, at the same conference, I was found out from all these Magide Shir how much time they take preparing the shir. I was shocked. I was absolutely shocked. Not only was shocked, I was shocked at the fact that not all of them have time to say the Rashi. Not everyone says Rashi. So you have a difficulty that has to be overcome when you learn Daf Yomi. And some people do it better, some people do it worse. Baruch Hashem, we have something like Daf Yomi, and so many thousands and thousands of Yidden are getting up every day to learn Torah, and they have a discipline, and they keep doing it. And I say very often, there is nothing, I think, that gives me as much as an inspiration as coming down on the hour on Yom Kippur that we have in between Musaf and Mincha, when I'm totally exhausted, and I come down here and I see 30 Yidden learning a black Gemara on Yom Kippur in the hour to 55 minutes that we have left. I cannot tell you how inspirational that is to me. It's quite humbling to see. So that's a very hard act to follow. However, the strength of your program, you do have a discipline, and you're becoming more and more part of a bigger olam, so you'll have that. But the part that you do have, which is your strength, is that you have the time to figure out what the neshama of the sugya is. And that you have to be able to take with you. So when you spend that amount of time, If your Magid Shir is not giving it to you, you have time, when you learn Daf Shavua, to figure out what the neshama of the sugya is. And that is something that you have to get. I would suggest that you take out a levush. When you learn a halacha, just take out the levush and the halachas that you learned in Shas, and read over those halachas, and you'll get a little bit the neshama, because he puts in the Tamei Adover, levush on any sugi that you're learning, and learn it over, and that's a very good way to remember it. To, first of all, to understand the halacha, but also to remember to remember it. So that's why I think that it's even more meaningful that you have Rabbi Goldhart coming to speak to you today. I saw that on the sign upstairs. Because there's a question, is what is it you want to remember? What is it that you have to remember? Trying to remember the Shakla Vitaria of the Sukya is an impossibility for us. I mean, I'm not saying impossibility, it's an improbability. But after you've spent a week learning a daf, and you do have the Iker Yisoid clear in your mind, then to have a system in which you could remember those things is a very, very big bracha. So, I hope that all of you will continue to have gewaltige success. You should be able to learn through the neshama of Shas, if you can't remember the Shakla Vitaria clear, to have a clarification and some of the basic halachas of Shas and really understand it. When you really understand it, it becomes part of you. It becomes part of you. That's when the Torah really changes you. And this is the benefit of your program, which I would say that makes it more appealing to many than Daf Yomi, because in Daf Yomi it's very, very hard to do. There's people who do it very well, and they have very special Magid Shurim. There's people who do it very well, but it's not so easy when you're going that fast to be able to focus on what Rabbi Zilber wanted all of us should when he was talking about it. And he knew that it was a very big challenge. So those who created the Daf HaShavua understood that challenge, and I wish all of you Atzlacha, and having Atzlacha in your Seder HaDvarim, with your discipline, and the Eibush is a health, and you should learn and steig and spend many hours on the hour on Yom Kippur between Musaf and Mincha to be able to be kind of Shas. And this is what I wish you a lot of love.